This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lolita Silvatero, LOLITASILVATORO, date of birth 02/11/1944, date of appointment July 13, 2023, requesting physician. Gretchen Ortiz Sanchez, GRETCHENORTIZ SANCHEZ. Dear Dr. Sanchez, I have the pleasure of seeing Lolita Silvatero today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 79-year-old, right-handed Spanish woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 7/5/2023. Period. She is originally from Puerto Rico, who was visiting here. She was having left-sided facial droop and left-sided weakness. CT of the head done in the emergency room, which shows right MCA stroke. CT angiogram of the head and neck shows a narrowing of the M1 segment of the right MCA and bilateral carotid bifurcation and proximal ICA 50 to 69% stenosis. Patient was improving and then she was sent home. Now today she's here for follow-up. She's having pain at night, nervous and scared. No weakness, uses walker for balance. Before stroke she was using cane. The speech is more clear. She is taking atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily and aspirin 325 mg PO daily. Past medical history, coronary artery disease with stent, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer. Past surgical history, history of cardiac stent placement, social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives in Puerto Rico, have 3 children, 1 deceased due to sleep apnea, mother-father disease, having 4 sister and 5 brother. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication. Atorvastatin 80 mg daily, diltiazem, aspirin 325 mg daily, cardisartan, and metoprolol. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having left facial droop and left-sided weakness. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, the patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength, right side it 5/5, left side it minus 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history examination is suggestive of right-sided MCA stroke with left-sided weakness. CT angiogram of the head and neck shows narrowing of the M1 segment of the right MCA CT and bilateral carotid bifurcation and proximal ICA 50 to 69% stenosis. The patient is already on aspirin 325 mg daily and atorvastatin 80 mg daily. She will go to Puerto Rico. She need to follow up with the vascular surgeon also. For sleep issue, I would like to start Remeron 15 milligram tablet, half tablet daily at night. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.